This is the Composer's Datebook for May 5th. I'm John Burge. How do you get to Carnegie Hall? Well, the usual reply is by practicing. But in 1891, Peter Tchaikovsky would probably have answered by ship, since he had, in fact, sailed from Europe to conduct several of his pieces at Carnegie Hall's gala opening concerts. The first concert in Carnegie Hall, or as they called it back then, the Music Hall, occurred on today's date in 1891 and included a performance of Tchaikovsky's Coronation March conducted by the composer. The review in the New York Herald offered these comments. Tchaikovsky's march is simple, strong, and sober, but not surprisingly original. The leading theme recalls the Hallelujah Chorus, and the treatment of the first part is Handelian. Of the deep passion, the complexity, and poetry which mark other works of Tchaikovsky, there is no sign in this march. Oh well, in the days that followed, Tchaikovsky would conduct other works of complexity and poetry, including his first piano concerto. Tchaikovsky kept a travel diary and recorded these impressions of New York. It is a huge city, not beautiful, but very original. In Chicago, I'm told, they've gone even further. One of the houses there has 21 floors. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once made.